Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. All right, so according to this business periodical Insider, an iconic quote by Steve Jobs can be traced back to 1985 interview. Here's what Jobs said. He said, at Apple, people are putting in 18-hour days. We attract a different type of person, a person who doesn't want to wait 5 or 10 years to have someone take a giant risk on him or her, someone who wants to get in a little over their head and make a dent in the universe. We are aware that we are doing something significant. We're here at the beginning of it, and we're able to shape how it goes. Everyone here has the sense that right now is one of those moments when we are influencing the future. They wanted to make a dent in the universe. Jobs, who died in 2011, was a brilliant man for sure, but one much wiser than him put life in this perspective. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 15 and 17, Solomon said, I said in my heart, what happens to the fool will happen to me also. Why then have I been so very wise? I have said in my heart that this is also vanity. For of the wise as of the fool, there is no enduring remembrance, seeing that in the days to come, all will have been long forgotten. How the wise dies just like the fool. Solomon did not oppose doing things that count. He wasn't against inventions and creativity and people trying to make a difference. Solomon was a realist. See, whether you invest your time in work that is significant or whether you squander your days, the wise man and the fool are soon forgotten. After you die, your name is mentioned less and less. Someone else takes over what you started, and the sun rises and then goes down and then returns panting to the place where it rises. The world continues on without you. There was a guy named Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf. He was born into an Austrian nobility. He was expected to follow his father into government service, but instead, he bought an estate to form a community of Christian minorities. He later was instrumental in starting the Moravian Church, sending missionaries around the globe. Some would say Zinzendorf made a dent in the universe of Christian history, but he didn't see it that way. Zinzendorf humbly kept a Solomon perspective. Here's what he said. Here's a famous quote. Preach the gospel. Die, be forgotten. Preach the gospel, die, be forgotten. That's not meant to be a downer. It's actually deep theology. Life is not the end-all, be-all. Existence under the sun is short, elusive, confusing, and wearisome. And God has placed eternity in our hearts. Our inner being does not yearn to put a dent in the universe, but rather reserve a place in heaven. And only Jesus can satisfy the true yearning of our heart. Father, show us the futility of spending all our time on things under the sun. Show us how futile it is to destroy relationships with others and ignore our relationship with you in order to put the proverbial dent in the universe. Show us what counts today so that we can live with true significance and we can see you in eternity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.